It's colder in Wisconsin than at the top of Mount Everest. E-cigarettes help smokers quit and Ariana Grande's tattoo misstep. This is what you need to know. Good morning. This is Cheddar's Need to Know podcast for Thursday, January 31st, 2019. I'm Carlo Versano here with Jill Wagner. Good morning, Jill.
Hey, good morning, Carlo.
Here's what's happening today.
It is day three of the deep freeze across the Midwest. The cold kept students and workers home and caused wind chills hovering around minus 50 degrees in Chicago, which has been dubbed Shiberia for its freezing temps. Fires were set to de-ice train tracks in order to keep trains running in the Windy City, and at least 8 deaths have been blamed on the cold.
Yep, a third of the population today is under a wind chill advisory this morning. So I don't know if you're sick of me nerding out about temperature stats yet, but here's one for you. Negative 70 with the wind chill in this one little Minnesota town yesterday. It's currently minus 20 in Chicago, but it'll go up to the 50s in time for the Super Bowl there. And Jill, get this, hell has literally frozen over. Yes, the town of Hell, Michigan is completely under ice.
You know, I was actually a reporter in Lansing, Michigan, and I covered a story in Hell, Michigan, and I still have a mug that says, I have been to hell and back.
There you go. I love it.
New York City, meanwhile, treated to a rare snow squall, bringing whiteout conditions before quickly disappearing.
I got stuck in this yesterday on my way out of here. It was pretty wild. It was like a summer thunderstorm, but with snow.
Yeah, it was bizarre. All right, Tyson Foods recalling thousands of pounds of chicken nuggets, 18 tons worth, after people found pieces of rubber inside of them. The nuggets affected are Panko chicken frozen nuggets. They have a Best Buy date of November 26th. This does follow a recent recall from Purdue. People found pieces of wood in their nuggets.
I thought everybody knew that chicken nuggets had rubber on them. Wouldn't it be more newsworthy if they found chicken in the nuggets, Jill? Sorry.
All right. E-cigarettes really do help smokers quit. That is the takeaway from a major new study that found e-cigs almost twice as effective as nicotine gum or patches. The study, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, found the success rate was 18% for e-cig users compared to 10% for those using traditional nicotine replacement methods.
This is one of the most comprehensive studies to date on vaping, and it's definitely a big deal. So these are still low numbers, you know, 18%. Not crazy number, but it is almost double what the numbers were for patches and gum. I think the question here that people still haven't really answered is, what are the long-term effects from vaping, right? What are the long-term effects from sucking on an e-cig all day long?
Great question. For the first time, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has acknowledged the referee error in the NFC Championship game between the Rams and the Saints. He said it is a play that should be called. Goodell said changes to instant replay to address calls like that would be considered, though he said he never considered overturning that call on the field.
Literally the least he could do here. Anybody who watched that game knows the Saints should be in the Super Bowl right now. I mean, I think the fact that it took Goodell 10 days to acknowledge this egregious mistake, which, keep in mind, he only did because he was asked it at a Super Bowl press conference, that really tells you everything you need to know about the NFL front office.
A new Beatles documentary is in the works based on 55 hours of never-before-seen footage of the group producing the album Let It Be in studio. Peter Jackson, director of Lord of the Rings, will head up the film.
Jill, I thought you were going to say that the documentary follows the Beatles as they headline a influencer-friendly music festival in the Bahamas.
Ariana Grande got a tattoo on her palm of a Japanese character to commemorate her most recent number one single, but it was misspelled. So instead of reading seven rings, the tattoo translated to charcoal barbecue grill. After being mocked online, rightfully, Grande got it corrected and showed off the new ink on Instagram.
I thought that we were done with this Asian tattoo thing. Wasn't this a trend when we were, like, in high school?
Yeah, but then you didn't have social media to tell you if your tattoo actually meant what you thought it meant.
Right, exactly.
All right, this is a segment we do every Thursday to end our Need to Know newsletter. It's called One Thing We Love, One Thing We Hate, One Thing We Ate. So let's give it a whirl, and Carla, we'll see if it works
in a podcast.
One thing we love, buying Super Bowl boxes. It is like football bingo.
Jill, it's the only thing that makes me care about this game that I normally really wouldn't care about.
I'm with you on that one.
So one thing we hate, Jill, here we go. There was this photo in the Minneapolis Star Tribune yesterday of this college kid wearing shorts in the below zero temperatures. And he wouldn't give his name to the reporter because he said his mom would be mad at him if she saw him like that, which got me thinking, guys who wear shorts when it's freezing out, what are you trying to prove, man? Put some pants on. It's always college kids, too.
It's so true.
Grow up.
And one thing we ate, our patented Doritos nachos in prep for the Super Bowl. Here's a little life hack. If the nachos get stuck together, you can eat them all because it's just one nacho.
Oh, I'll be doing that this weekend. My friend Ed makes the best Doritos nachos I've ever had.
Bring some up. Bring some on Monday. All right. That's what you need to know on Thursday, January 31st.
Have a great day, everyone.